Blog Talk Radio.
The social media chef. You can join us every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's show, we're going a little bit earlier than usual, but didn't want to cancel, wanted to be able to get this show to you because it's a very important topic. If you're not familiar with our show and you're just tuning in for the first time, well, first off, welcome. Second off, what our show is about is we want to bring you a mixture of two of my passions, which number one is social media marketing, as many of you know. I have my own social media marketing firm, Go Media International, and we pretty much service everybody social media marketing campaigns from strategy, execution, blah, blah, blah. So love it, love it, love it. Then on the other end, I absolutely love cooking, and I'm in the kitchen all the time, especially during the holidays, which are pretty much like a kid in a candy store with cookbooks and magazine articles and trying out new things, and hence the amalgamation of the two, which is the social media chef. Usually our shows have a little bit of cooking, a little bit of social media, just all thrown together in the blender and mixed together for you to deliver it fresh every single week. If you want to learn more about our shows or learn or find out past recipes that have been featured on a show, past social media tips, anything, go to servefreshmedia.com. That's servedfreshmedia.com. And you can find there recipes, tips, free ebooks. Don't forget to check out the free ebook section, which is on the top tab. If you have a show idea, you want to be a guest, we're going to start having some guests through the first quarter of next year. So January, February, March, we're looking to get some guests on here. Are you a social media expert with some really great tips to share with the audience? Or are you a chef with some killer recipes that will really help people's kitchen come alight, so to speak? Then definitely get in touch with us. You can get in touch with the show at info@servefreshmedia.com or contact us directly through the contact form on our website. One last thing to plug is the different social media connections that we have. If you go to the top right-hand corner of the servefreshmedia.com page, you'll see our links to my Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Plaxo and YouTube. So check all that stuff out. There's loads of information there. Hopefully it can help you start off 2011 with a bang. Now, all right, today's show, we're going away from the food, unfortunately, for anybody that's hungry. Sorry about that. We're going to focus on something that is really important and is really frustrating to me. It's a point that comes up all the time at the end of the year. Now, from being a marketer for, you know, quite some time, for a wide array of industries, from the music industry, the education sector, magazines, publishing, PR, I understand how a marketing plan works, how a marketing budget works, and how a marketing strategy comes together. Now, today's topic is, should social media play a role in your business in 2011? I can't believe it's 2011, folks. That's crazy, putting 2011. I mean, the space odyssey's already outdated. But anyway, what I've seen is I've been speaking to a lot of people recently, and it's a trend that happens at the end of every year. at the end of the year, people, for example, their businesses could be not doing so wonderful and they want to do something really fantastic to jolt their business in the next year. So they focused on activities that will bring ROI. So, for example, I will speak to people quite often, usually towards the end of the year, that really want to focus on the ROI of social media. Obviously, that's very difficult to judge, although many people say they can do that. This trend is in its infancy. There's many things that you can track, but it is all about engagement and what actually happens at the end of the day that is the ROI. But that aside, what I find with the people that focus on ROI is that they're not really thinking about some of the other elements. Now, I'm not saying everybody's like this. I'm saying from my personal experience over the years, it seems that a lot of people that focus on what the ROI is are not seeing the bigger picture. Now, one of the things that I really wanted to get through today is, should social media be a part of your campaign? Should you be doing it in-house? How do you put it into your marketing plan if you are going to do it? I just want to touch on a few of those things today on the Social Media Chef. Now, let's just start off, okay? Right now, the year's coming to a close. I can't believe it, but it is. Now, this is kind of a timeless conversation, but I think it's more prevalent now at the end of the year. We're all taking a look, even me. I'm sitting down and I'm taking a look at what my marketing strategy is going to be for next year. Obviously, many people say that you should be doing this in October and November, but come on, let's be realistic. We're doing it in December. December tends to be a little bit slower for some companies, not all. Or for marketing departments, it tends to be a little bit slower unless you're really going for a Christmas product push. But aside from that, if you are sitting down and looking at your marketing plan, you're probably thinking, should I put social media into the campaign? And, you know, there's a lot of different answers to that. Because you're probably considering, let's think about the marketing mix. Do you think about advertising? Are we going to do display ads and magazines? Are we going to do online advertising? Are we going to do direct response advertising? Are we going to do Google AdWords and do some pay-per-click advertising? Are we going to do billboard advertising? Then how about public relations? Are we going to do media? Are we going to focus on talk radio? Are we going to do television? Are we going to do print? Newspapers and magazines, you know, what are we going to do there? Are we going to do events? Are we going to be at exhibitions? Come on, the list goes on and on and on. But as anybody out there that's a marketer understands, we're given about 2 gold coins to make this all happen. I remember having to market an organization that was making an excess of £2 million when I worked in England, and my marketing budget was £10,000, which is absolutely nothing in terms of what they wanted us to do. So as a marketer, you understand that you have to find as many free outlets as you can to make certain things happen, and then make deals and negotiate, which is part of the whole marketing game. There's lots of negotiation and cutting corners and finding out how to make things happen that look amazing but cost little to nothing. So, you know, going back to your strategy, if you're thinking about doing the social media, this is the one slightly controversial thing that I would tell you, and that is social media marketing does not take the place of all of your marketing activities. Okay? I'll say that again. Social media marketing does not take the place of all marketing activities. Now, everyone listening probably is saying to themselves, well, obviously it doesn't. But I have to tell you, I come across a lot of people online and through various phone calls I've had with prospective clients that are willing to do this. Now, this is what I want to tell you about that, okay? Social media marketing is absolutely beautiful. I love it. I mean, if I didn't love this industry, I would never do it. If I didn't believe in it, I would not do it. I think that there is so much value in brand building and connecting and networking and growing your business in many different diverse ways with social media marketing. But social media marketing does have its limitations because it's a marketing activity. It's not your marketing department, okay? So what I mean when I say that, and, you know, let's be honest here, many small businesses, the owner is the is the person that's going to be doing the production and the marketing and the sales and the accounting and what have you. So in many cases, the person that's doing the social media marketing could be you, the CEO. So you really have to understand what the value is to you. Now, I understand if you're really, really busy and you're the one that's going to execute it, it can be one of the things that, okay, well, I'm just going to focus on social media marketing for a few months. I don't suggest that. I suggest making a decision if it's right for you at this time. For example, if you're doing billboards and you're spending $100,000 on billboards, and you know for a fact through research, through return on investment surveys, whatever, that you are getting $400,000 in returns off of that $100,000 billboard. And then you're thinking, oh, I'm going to do a social media marketing campaign. Well, I'm going to do that in lieu of the billboard. Don't do that. Don't take risks like that. That is a proven activity. So if something works, don't change it. If it starts slipping, innovate it. Don't replace something that's successful with something that's unsuccessful or unproven. For example, if I was doing that sort of advertising on billboards, which I probably would never do, but because my industry, it's not something that I would need. That's something more for an asset protection lawyer or an accident attorney, something like that, or McDonald's. But if I was getting that sort of return, you know that I would have that money set aside to put on that billboard again. So my first tip is if something is successful, do not change it. Okay? Going back to the fact that social media marketing does not take the place of all marketing activities, what it does is something wonderful. Social media marketing will enable you to make the rest of your marketing strategy pop. Now, what do you need to do that? You need a marketing strategy. Now, I know a lot of people don't have time to put the marketing strategy together. They're really, really, slammed at the end of the year. To be honest, it does nothing but good for your organization if you put it together. Write down what things you want to do. Have you done stuff in the past that worked? Maybe you did a postcard campaign that was really killer and you got loads of response. Then perhaps it's time to revisit that campaign and do it again. Maybe it's email marketing. Maybe it's ads in your local Penny Saver. If you're a local business, such as plumbing, lawn, doctor's offices, cosmetic surgeons, anything like that, the local Penny Saver could be an absolute windfall for you. So, you really have to think about what you want to do, because social media marketing is an aspect of the marketing mix. It's not the whole picture. So what happens is if you want to go faster in terms of your growth, you can incorporate social media marketing into your overall strategy. Now, what I mean by incorporating it is that if you have advertising, you are doing speaking engagements, you have a new book that you're going to be releasing, you have all of these little bits and pieces together of things that you're going to do on a consistent basis, then social media marketing can act as another platform to bring all of those announcements together, to let everybody in your network know what is going on with you. Also, where they can see. Maybe they're interested. They're absolutely enthralled with what you do. Well, then they want to know where they can see you speak or if your company is going to be an exhibition. If they're an existing customer, it's nice to see that the CEO of the company that I'm purchasing my products and services from is a go-getter and is out there and is really, really involved online. It's another aspect to your personality and your brand. Social media marketing offers the human approach. Not any more human than a human voice or a handshake, because that is the ultimate, but this is a gateway to that handshake and to that conversation and to that engagement with your brand. So without social media marketing, your campaign can still fly, but if you add it to it, it makes it even better. So I don't want to really shy people away from choosing it. But what I want you to do is I want you to think realistically about where you are right now. If you were desperate, absolutely desperate for money, and I'm just speaking very frankly, if you're out there and your company is tanking, I would not spend money on a social media marketing campaign just yet. what I would do is I would focus on something that would give you more immediate results. I would look at your business, and I would say, okay, John Doe, what I see in your business is that you have a list of 3,000 people that you've never emailed. Why don't you send them an email announcement offering them a special or offering them a friend discount or giving them something for free and then getting in touch with them every so often? That's one of the biggest fails in many organizations is the email list and the list name gathering. I've seen that quite often just not happening. So, for example, if you have an email list, use it. If you are out there and you need to do some advertising, go out there and do it. If that's going to give you the return that you know that you've experienced, then don't stop it. If cold calling is giving you the money, do the cold calling. What I'm saying to you is that if you're really hurting for money, social media marketing is not going to be your immediate win. It's not a fast, I'm going to do this for 1 month and I'm going to make $85 million. That is not how it goes. Although there are people out there that will say that it is like that, those type of people are not ones that I would work with. I don't consider them my peers. They're from a different school of thought, which is multi-level marketing and network marketing, which is not something that I'm involved in. But aside from this, I'm just saying, if you have a small budget and you really need to market your business to really make it go or it's going to fail, if you want to do social media marketing, do it yourself. Don't outsource it because that will save you some money. If you are an organization that is experiencing a growth spurt and is looking to expand and has some wonderful marketing activities on your plate or in the hopper, as they say, and you are looking to really expand into new markets and you have all of these great products that are coming out you're really excited about, social media marketing is perfect. If you're an established brand and you are really thriving or you're just kind of, you know, you're surviving and thriving, so to speak, then social media marketing is a great way to enhance everything. If you're extremely successful, you know, it just makes you more. But I think the only person that I would really shy away from it, just being a really ethical business person, if you are going to outsource social media marketing because you think that if you can't make money within the next 2 weeks that you're going to go out of business, I would say do it in-house. And or hire a marketing consultant if you don't have one, because that could actually give you a lot of information, a lot of ideas that you can even implement yourself. Even if it's just a consultation, you can usually get a lot of information out of it. Again, you're listening to Chris Tompkins on The Social Media Chef. You can check us out every Wednesday live on blogtalkradio.com/socialmediachef, or you can visit us online at servefreshmedia.com. Lots of info there. Check it out. Enjoy it. Download the free ebooks. Watch the videos. Lots of information there. Hopefully all of it can help you build your business and keep your kitchen smelling nice. Now, back to this, okay? I'm so passionate about this, so if I am jumping around, everyone, just bear with me. This is just so important right now with the end of the year coming up. Another thing is I think when it comes to having this, if social media, you want to put it into your campaign, first off, have some really clear-cut goals in your mind about what you want to achieve across the board marketing-wise. So not necessarily just, oh, I want to get 500 friends on Facebook, and I want to get a fan page that's going to have 2,000 people, and let's go deeper than that instead of just running for the numbers game immediately. Because numbers doesn't mean success. Numbers can lead to credibility, but numbers don't always lead to success. Throw out all the examples of Dell making millions on on Twitter, because that happened once. Other people have had success, but it's not a phenomenon that happens every single day. It's still in its infantile stages. Anyway, moving on. You really want to have a clear idea of what you want to promote, what your goals are, and what timeline you want to achieve them. For example, if you have a lot of setup that you need to do in terms of your campaigns, you're going to focus on doing that in December and January, then obviously you want to start working in a social media strategy if it's a good fit for you in February, March, and onwards. Now, I don't like people going into social media with goals in terms of money or in terms of I want 75 million clicks to my website. Okay, both of those things can happen with a social media. But when you're using Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, et cetera, these are all extremely valuable brand-building utilities. So it enables you to have a whole human side to your brand. So it well-rounds. It makes your whole brand a very well-rounded entity, which is what you want. You want people to be able to, for example, I've seen websites that are okay, and the product is fantastic, but the website's just okay. Well, social media, and obviously as part of your overall strategy, if you're using social media, it can humanize you. It can make you more credible. It can actually make up for where your website let you down. So it's a great little piece to slot in to bump up the amount of face recognition, and also brand equity that you have. Now, one of the things that people don't do when they're coming up with their marketing plan and thinking about social media is how they're all going to tie together. You have to look at all of your activities. And, okay, this is how I did it. What I would do is I would create a whole schedule of how things are going to roll out. For example, I have I get my calendar for the year. I have a trade show in March. I have a trade show in London in February. I have this in October. I have we're going to be traveling and doing this speech here. We're going to be doing a speaking engagement here. I'm going to do email marketing every single week. I'm going to do online advertising once per month. I have $150 Google AdWords pay-per-click account every month. I have, you know, these are all the things that you can schedule in. And let me tell you, once they're scheduled in, they're so easy to do. As a marketer, I have very little time to market my business. But because I have a very, very good, clean, scheduled plan, I can execute marketing activities without even thinking about it. Nothing's worse than having to come up with a marketing plan every single month. When your boss is coming down on you about this, that, and the other, or as a business owner, you were trying to focus on opening up new opportunities, not doing the black and white step-by-step marketing thing. So scheduling really helps out. Is it boring? Yes. I have to say it's boring. But if you put, I'm telling you, an hour, that's all you need is an hour. You get all of your eggs, you put them in one basket, and then you start sorting them by color. That's it. Obviously, we're talking more about Easter eggs than just regular eggs because they're all white. Anyway, that's ridiculous. But worst analogy of the day, everyone. Anyway, but just really make sure that you sort everything out and create a schedule and then layer social media in. Layer in that you're going to announce the event on Facebook. You're going to create, this, for example, speaking engagement. You have a speaking engagement in October of 2011. I would start promoting that event. If it's like a big event, I do it maybe a month or two ahead. If it's a small event, you can do it even weeks. If it's a virtual event, it could be a week or two. So create a page on Facebook promoting the event. Invite all of your friends, but have it in your marketing plan. So you know that something like that can take an hour to 2 hours to do. And I'm giving you a lowball estimate. Sometimes it can take like 4 hours to do an event. But you have that time set aside. You can see it coming up. You have ideas going forward because you have goals that are dictated by the schedule. And things like that. I mean, I don't want to bore you with details like that, but I think that it's really important because if you're choosing, if you're looking at social media and you're looking at all the news, you're reading Mashable.com, you're looking at Social Media Today or Social Media University, and you're following all these, the Chris Brogans, the David Meerman Scotts, and there's all these great ideas in the social media, and I want to engage, and I can read this one book, and I can get jump-started, and you have to think about the time it's going to take. You have to think about if you're going to outsource the money it's going to take. Now, let's talk about outsourcing really, really quickly because we're running out of time because I'm just going on and on and on about this. You know, what you want to do when you're thinking about outsourcing is think about where you are. If you're a business that really wants to put a concerted effort into marketing and to really explode your results and you have X amount of money to market, but you obviously can't handle everything inside, then social media marketing is definitely one of the aspects to outsource. Why? Because it is time-consuming and involves expertise that takes time to master. So can anybody do social media marketing? I absolutely think that they can, but before they're able to do so, they need to educate themselves. So that is the biggest stumbling block, because we're all busy. Everyone is so busy. For example, I wanted to do something that, I don't know what it was. I was developing a Facebook application, and I wanted to teach myself how to do it. I don't have the time to learn that. So, of course, I'm going to outsource something like that because it's something that I don't a Facebook application for something. I can't remember. It was a few months back. But anyway, I just outsourced it because I don't have the time. It was going to take me a day and a half or something to learn how to do it, and then, of course, there's going to be issues that's going to take it even longer. I don't have time to do that. I need someone with expertise. For example, that's what you do when you need a website. That's what you do when you need a blog and you don't have that graphic design department or the web design department on hand. So my thing is that if you have the resources, use them. If you don't have the resources, outsource. When you're going to outsource, you need to look for a firm that is going to be a good match for your personality. One of the things that I've seen a lot of is over-promising and under-delivering, or really focusing on numbers when it comes to social media delivery. Numbers aren't as important as actual engagements, meaning conversations and that sort of thing. So if someone says they're going to get you 25,000 followers on Twitter, that's not a marketing campaign. That's basically them going on with an automated software and getting you connected with 25,000 people. Are those people targeted? 8 times out of 10, no. How about Facebook? Well, someone will get you maybe 3,000 friends on Facebook. Wonderful. Is anybody engaging with you when you put up a status update? Well, if they're not, then that network's not useful. So you see what I'm saying? It's more about getting down to the nitty-gritty and being able to work with somebody who actually really understands. For example, like if I have a call with a client and I don't think that the client and our philosophy at Go Media jive, I will refer them to somebody else. I won't take them on as a client because I don't think it's a good fit. For example, if somebody calls me and wants a free a recent thing, which is absolutely ridiculous, someone asked me for a free month with an option to cancel at any time, which I think is great because if you're getting it for free and you have an option to cancel, it's kind of like, okay, this is not how a business works. So I try to work with people that are serious about growing their business and are actually good business people, meaning that they're really close to their business, they're passionate about what they do, and they're not only looking for dollar signs. They're looking to engage their market, to educate their market, to warm them up for the sale. And that's the kind of things that I would look for when looking for a social media marketing firm. I wouldn't really focus on people that are going to get you really high numbers. That sort of critical mass, while it's important, it's what the next step is. That's really the killer thing. It's how they're going to engage with you, how they're going to go out on your behalf or teach you how to go out and talk to people and connect with people and network. It's social networking. It's not social friending. You know, there's more to it than just that. So that's what I would say about outsourcing. Having something in-house, I think, is extremely valuable. One of the things that we've developed at Go was training for departments. So, for example, say you have a marketing department and you want to train them how to do social media marketing. We've developed service that will come in and like drop in and teach your department how to do it and give them plans and just help it get going. Because forget my company. I think my goal is, I would love every company to be able to do it in-house themselves because I think it would be really, really special. I don't want to hold on to people's campaigns for the rest of their life. I think it's really important for everyone to be able to do their own thing. All right. I'm getting the high sign from my producer that I need to stop this call and end the show for you. So, again, if you're going to do social media marketing, make the decision with lots of information behind it. Don't just jump into it. Don't just throw all your money at it. If someone says, oh, it's going to be $25,000 for a really great package, it's going to get you 500 followers, no. Keep doing things that are successful. Incorporate social media when needed. Okay? Again, you've been listening to me, Chris Tompkins, the Social Media Chef, rant about why you need to think before adding social media marketing. Again, if you need anything else, have any ideas, get in touch with us. Until next time, have a great week.